This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now, worldwide, more than 190,000 people have died from COVID-19 virus, and the number of infections continues to surge, especially in the United States. The U.S. has documented approximately 50,000 deaths and about a third of the number of worldwide infections at nearly 900,000. Italy has the second highest number of deaths at more than 25,000, while Spain has the second highest number of infections globally at more than 200,000. A German biotech company has been given the go-ahead to commence human trials on a potential coronavirus vaccine, but warned against having it ready any time this year. It's one of around 70 positive vaccine or possible vaccines in development, including one Swiss trial with an ambitious timetable. Germany gave the green light this week. The clinical trial is only the fourth worldwide of a vaccine targeting the virus. It will be initially conducted on 200 healthy people, with more subjects, including some at higher risk from the disease, to be included in the second stage. BioNTech and its big pharma partner Pfizer said it was developing four vaccine candidates under a program. A few Americans say that they regularly look to or trust U.S. President Donald Trump as a source of information about the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to a new survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Just 28% of Americans say they regularly get information from Mr. Trump about coronavirus, and only 22% say they have high levels of trust in what the president is talking and telling the public. Confidence in Mr. Trump is higher among his supporters. This is VOA News. Americans continue losing their jobs with the economy all but shut down because of coronavirus. Another 4.4 million laid-off workers applied for jobless benefits last week. The total across 5 weeks is now roughly 26 million people, about one in six American workers since mid-March. It's easily the worst string of layoffs on record now amid the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, when the unemployment rate hit 25%. Some economists say it could reach 20% this month alone, even as some states start to ease restrictions and let some businesses reopen. It's unlikely to lead to much rehiring, especially if Americans are too wary of leaving their homes. Calls are growing for an investigation into the ouster of a senior government scientist who says he's being punished for opposing widespread use of unproven drugs President Donald Trump has touted as a remedy for COVID-19. Rick Bright says he was summarily removed from his job as the agency director at the Department of Health and Human Services for trying to limit use of malaria drugs favored by the president. HHS has not commented on his allegations of political interference. House Energy and Commission Committee Chairman Frank Pallone of New Jersey is asking for an inspector general probe. The U.S. Congress has delivered a nearly $500 billion infusion of coronavirus spending, almost unanimously rushing new relief to employers and business and hospitals buckling under the strain of a pandemic that has claimed almost 50,000 American lives and one in six U.S. jobs. House lawmakers gathered in Washington for the first time since March 27th, adopting stricter social distancing rules while aiming to prove they can do their work despite the COVID-19 crisis. Easy passage of the measure bellies a potentially bumpier path ahead as the battle lines are being formed for each much more ambitious legislation that may prove far more difficult to maneuver through Congress. U.S. President Trump's praised Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's aggressive plan to allow businesses to reopen and private discussions before pulling an about-face and publicly bashing it. That is according to two administration officials not authorized to discuss the conversations. Mr. Kemp's order allows businesses like gyms, tattoo parlors, and bowling alleys to open Friday under certain restrictions. More at VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.